Now, what are the challenges in rural e-commerce adoption? Current challenges or the challenges few years back, with some of it have been taken care, but it is still there at many places, is poor roads. The roads being poor, to pick up and drop off materials, raw material, finished product, creates a challenge. And then more importantly, the electricity issues. Because everything now is dependent on electricity, even online businesses are. If you don't have consistent electric power there, then that creates a stumbling block in the e-commerce adoption. We have already said that many rural entrepreneurs lack technical knowledge to operate digital stores, and that's why the government and NGOs are investing in training. Also, a lot of them have financial constraints to invest in e-commerce tools. So now with fintech and easy credit access, that's again helping them to adopt the e-commerce in rural area. The backbone, as I said, the electricity, the roads, and another thing is the internet connectivity. If there is inconsistent internet connectivity or poor connectivity, then that's a stumbling block. Also, many consumers even today have trust issues with online shopping and digital payments. So those are coming down, but they are still there. And of course, we need to do a lot of awareness campaigns, training still, to get more and more rural entrepreneurs and small entrepreneurs to participate in the e-commerce adoption. So what is the future of e-commerce in rural development? One is the tech part has improved dramatically, of artificial intelligence, the blockchain and IoT. And when they improve even further, they'll improve the efficiency and transparency in rural e-commerce. There's a lot of focus on sustainable and ethical sourcing. And that, because of that focus, the consumers want to buy from where it is made directly. And that is helping the rural entrepreneurs. The e-commerce solutions have become more mobile friendly, and that is going to help the rural business growth. Because the infrastructure is improving, the roads are getting better, the logistic network has also improved, and this is helping to reduce the delivery cost and thereby help in the growth of rural businesses. Post-COVID, we have seen hybrid models of offline retail and online consumers, a combination of which will boost the rural trade. And we are seeing that the e-commerce has and will continue to empower rural entrepreneurship and drive inclusive economic growth. Digital transformation in rural enterprises. So rural businesses have moved from traditional way into digital, but they require a transformation. So transformation comes from training, technology adoption, and so on. And we are seeing them adapt to modern economic demands. So they are doing technology adoption, which has helped them to improve their efficiency, help them to get more access to the market, and improve their competitiveness for rural enterprises. Also, rural entrepreneurship are leveraging e-commerce, social media, digital tools to grow their business. Because digital transformation reduces geographical barriers, they allow the rural business to connect with urban and global markets. Government and NGOs are also supporting this digital adoption through training and infrastructure development. The role of digital tools is expanding across various sectors, including agriculture, handicrafts, paintings, and small-scale industries in a large way. So how are rural businesses adapting to the digital age? So rural entrepreneurs or enterprises are using the digital tools to be more competitive, at the same time access more market or broader markets. E-commerce adoption is helping them to sell directly to consumers, eliminating the middlemen. Social media platforms is helping them to promote products and engage with customers. So while people are doing their normal views on social media, the products and personalization is also taking place. Mobile applications which have come now is helping them in their inventory management, in financial transactions, and also in customer interactions. So they, wherever they are, they can see if there is any complaint has come and take steps to address the same. And digital literacy training programs are empowering the rural businesses to maximize the technology use. E-commerce adoption in rural areas. Now, online marketplace which have come up, they are allowing the rural entrepreneurs to expand their reach beyond local markets because it is removing the divide of urban rural and thereby giving them access to larger set of customers. Farmers are using platforms like Farmers Fresh Zone to sell their produce directly to urban consumers. Handicraft artisans are also leveraging e-commerce platform, one, to showcase their products, two, attract new customers, and three, then sell them globally and ensure its delivery. And because the rural business operation costs are lower and they start using digital storefronts instead of physical shops, they are able to make more money or reduce their price also. And because of the investment of government in the whole logistics and infrastructure projects, the networks, logistic networks are improving, and the last mile delivery in rural area is improving. More importantly, digital payment solutions are making transactions very convenient and very secure, more importantly, for rural sellers and buyers as well. Another aspect of rural enterprise is social media marketing. So we have seen in the beginning, in the introduction, how social media or social platform or social commerce, as it is called differently, has played a part in the e-com boom. So social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, they are helping the rural businesses build an online presence. So what entrepreneurs are doing, they are using a visually appealing content to showcase their products and engage customers. No more the old, very lazy kind of thing, but very attractive, appealing content to get more customers. And online communities and groups are providing direct access to the potential buyers. With live video streaming, sellers are demonstrating how they are ensuring product quality and interacting with customers, thereby increasing engagement and sales. And word of mouth marketing on social media is building trust and increases the brand awareness. Social commerce also enables seamless transactions without requiring a dedicated e-commerce platform of their own. Another thing that has played a big part in rural business growth is the mobile applications. So many of the rural entrepreneurs who have better access, better tools, are able to get mobile apps, which ensures they are able to do better financial management and customer interactions. So there are agricultural apps like Kisan Suvidha, which offers farmers real-time data on weather, crop prices, and farming techniques, which the rural entrepreneurs are able to take advantage of. There are a lot of payment apps which enable seamless mobile transactions and thereby improve financial inclusion, making their life easy to do the payments and receive the payments. Also, inventory management apps have come. They help the small businesses track their sales where required, ensure alerts in the restock for their supplies, and also manage expenses. So, what are the importance of digital presence for rural entrepreneurs? A strong digital presence would obviously help business reach new customers beyond local market, because digital has no boundaries. While we are talking on our website, there would be someone from US or Australia or anywhere else in the world who's accessing the system and maybe ordering any products that you're offering. Online visibility builds brand identity and enhances the customer trust because they are able to see what happens in the online world and able to see the kind of product that is going to take place. So that builds your brand identity and helps me build trust. Websites and social media platforms, they enable the business to share their stories and values and again create engaging content to improve the business of the rural entrepreneurs. Customer engagement improves because you have direct interaction, you can collect feedback, you can do online promotions and even reply to feedback or any complaints that come. You have a lot of digital analytics that helps the entrepreneurs track the customer preference and you then refine your marketing strategies accordingly. A well-maintained online presence, of course, builds credibility, which we discussed, and also improves your competitiveness in the digital economy because you are there with the best. If you are able to survive that and even help in improving your services, you get more and more competitive in the digital economy. Now, what are the key drivers for digital transformation in rural areas? The first one, of course, comes from the government. So, government have come up with a lot of initiatives to promote digital inclusion and adoption of technology in rural areas. They have invested money by improving the internet connectivity, including 4G networks and where required 5G networks. They are expanding the online access for the rural communities and giving them opportunities to access it and learn from it. Financial institutions are also playing an important part by providing funding for digital projects in rural areas. NGOs and corporates are also collaborating to train and support rural entrepreneurs in digital adoption. And customer behavior change is favoring online transaction, which is pushing the rural business towards digital platforms. So we've looked at all that. Now let's look at or put it in one bucket. What is the government initiatives for supporting digital transformation? Because government obviously is helping it to grow. They want it to grow and more people adopt to it because of its inherent benefits, like the divide going away, people not coming to urban area. They are happy where they are. They're able to get more money for their efforts and so on and so forth. So first is they have come up with programs like Digital India. So through Digital India, they're ensuring there is rural connectivity to every village and every remote location where possible. So you are able to access the systems and the technology behind it. What they're also doing is they are subsidizing the training programs to teach digital skills to rural entrepreneurs. So they are working with NGOs directly, organizing programs, teaching the rural entrepreneurs at a subsidy rate on how to use e-commerce, how to use mobile apps, how to work, sell on the e-commerce platform, and so on and so forth. More importantly, they are also giving now funding and grants that support any rural enterprise that adopts this new technology and improves the business. So thereby encouraging more and more people to adopt these programs. As we said, broadband, mobile network availability are the bedrock on which e-commerce is built. So they are investing money there to ensure there are better broadband, there is better mobile network availability across the country. What they're also doing is they are having a public-private partnerships to promote e-commerce adoption and digital literacy. Policy reforms, they are working on policy so they can improve, which is encouraging rural business to integrate digital solutions into their operations by providing them tax benefit, better pricing, some subsidy, so that more and more people come into the e-com space, especially from the rural areas. So what are the challenges in rural digital transformation? So we know the benefits, we know why people do and why they should do, what help others are doing. But are there some challenges in the adoption currently? So as we discussed also that many a places, there is limited infrastructure and internet connectivity. Now, if you have a bad infrastructure or a poor infrastructure and a poor internet connectivity, it hampers the e-commerce and online transaction, because there during the transaction or a payment processing or you paying someone or receiving payments, if the network goes down or suddenly you don't have electricity and you're not charged your phone, then that creates a lot of issues. So that is one of the first challenges in rural digital transformations. Secondly, many a times entrepreneurs are afraid of new technology. They don't know how to take it. So there's a lot of literacy gaps there. So because of which they do what they know and not explore other aspects of digital advantage, which would give them more advantage. And that creates a challenge in the transformation. While we are still the lowest in terms of bandwidth cost and other cost, still it may be high to a lot of rural entrepreneurs. So sometimes that also poses financial barriers for rural businesses. Many customers and even rural entrepreneurs or businesses have trust issues with digital payments and online transactions. And with increasing cyber crime taking place, trust has to be very important. So therefore, that also acts like a barrier for their transformation. As we said, because of the poor infrastructure, if the logistics are limited, the person will come to collect your material only once in 2 days or 3 days. That has an impact on your supply chain, and therefore that plays a stumbling block in the transformation. And more important, it's a general lethargy where generally people have resistance to change, and therefore they slow down the digital adoption. That plays a, unfortunately, a stumbling block in the digital transformation, as especially in the rural area. So how do you overcome barriers to digital transformation? One is, of course, you give them affordable high-speed internet. Second, ensure that they get training. So government and NGOs are driving digital literacy program for rural entrepreneurs. And third is you develop the localized digital solutions, which is very tailor-made to rural needs. So everyone, every area could have a different need. So a localized digital solutions helps. That also includes language. So that is another thing how you can overcome the digital barrier to digital transformation. Logistics. So with better roads, you improve the logistics, and the last mile delivery services that will remove the barrier, and encourage digital finance and mobile payment adoption to build trust. So you encourage more and more people, teach them how to check whether they're safe or not. And by doing an awareness campaign, you kind of demonstrate the benefit again and again and reinforce that benefits. Thereby, more and more people get into the digital e-com business. So what is the future of digital transformation in rural enterprise? As we know, the technologies like artificial intelligence, blockchain, Internet of Things, or IoT as it is called, that is changing the supply chain, and they will continue to change and improve the supply chain and help in better management of business. Smart farming techniques will come, which will enhance agricultural productivity. So with IoTs, you'll find exactly how much water to give to your crops, at what frequency. So you save water and thereby increase agriculture productivity. The e-commerce platforms will continue to cater to rural business needs. Because there is a lot of focus in the world today on sustainability and ethical sourcing, customers prefer to directly deal with rural entrepreneurs where the end product is getting made, and thereby this will benefit the rural entrepreneurs as we go along. As we have seen, more and more rural businesses will continue to adopt hybrid models. So they'll combine the online and offline model and thereby improve their sales. And more importantly, digital transformation will play a key role in the rural economic growth and also job creation, as we discussed previously, that with adoption and economic growth in the rural areas, it also generates a lot of jobs. That is why digital transformation will play an important part in future and will continue playing that part in the near future for economic growth and job creation. So how do you embrace the digital revolution in the rural business? So digital transformation is all about reshaping rural enterprise and providing unprecedented opportunities. Your e-commerce, social commerce, and mobile applications are actually the key enablers of retail business growth. The governments, the NGOs, and the private sector collaborations are essential because they provide training, they handhold you for digital success. You have to overcome challenges like connectivity, literacy, and financial barriers to become successful. The future of rural business is digital, with hybrid models coming into play, and they'll help in increasing opportunities for expansions and innovations. And by embracing the digital tools, rural entrepreneurs can build sustainable and thriving business without moving away from their comfort area, which they have been born and brought up in. So if one has to look, what is the role of technology in all this in the rural supply chain? So obviously, technology, like anything else, is transforming the rural supply chain as well. They are doing it by improving efficiency and market access. So digital tools are helping business to reduce cost and streamline operations, while e-commerce platforms are enabling direct connections between producers and consumers. There's a lot of integration taking place between logistics and digital payments, and that is enhancing the supply chain management. In spite of all this, as we have also discussed before, challenges like infrastructure and digital literacy still exist today, and over a period of time, it should come down. And addressing these challenges is crucial for sustainable rural economic growth. So, how do we streamline the supply chains through e-commerce? Because e-commerce provides a direct link between rural producers and consumers, the producers like farmers and artisans can sell directly and bypass the intermediaries. There are a lot of networks like Kisan Network, which ensures fair pricing and transparency for produce of the farmer. And logistics solutions are made to optimize delivery routes and reduce the transportation cost. Real-time data on demand and pricing helps the business plan better. And digital payments are ensuring that fast and secure transactions for rural businesses. Having a direct market access for rural businesses, is it good or bad? Of course, it's very good. And what is giving them direct market access? The e-com. Because through the e-commerce platform, rural producers can sell beyond local markets. Farmers can reach, or artisans can reach, urban consumers without middlemen. And not only that, it's not the question of reaching also, but even showcasing the goods and services that they have on the platform. Also, online platforms give a greater control for sellers for the price management, so they can increase or decrease their price depending on the demand that they see. The tools on the online platform has helps them to understand the right pricing, and thereby they are able to price their product better. And because they are able to access wider markets, the business sustainability index goes up. Efficient logistics management in rural supply chains. So obviously, we've discussed technology is optimizing logistics for faster and cost-effective delivery. What is helping behind is the artificial intelligence and the data and analytics, which is helping them to plan an efficient transportation routes. The route map is done, planning is able possible. Warehouse solutions now helps in reducing spoilage, especially for perishable goods. And with robotics and all, even placing in warehouse in the right place is done. Rural distribution networks are improving with digital tracking system. and localized logistic hubs enhance the last mile connectivity. So what happens is, as a businessman, you can monitor real-time shipment so that you get transparency as the shipment is going through to reach to your customer. And so can customer do the real-time tracking. So this builds trust and sets the right expectation and thereby helps in growth of business. What are the digital payment systems in rural supply chain? So one, of course, mobile payment solutions are reducing dependence on cash transaction. So that makes a digital payment possible. There are platforms like M-Pesa and Paytm that ensures instant transaction for the sellers and the customers. Digital wallets and UPI services have improved the financial inclusion across India. Because now there is faster payment mechanisms, it improves the cash flow for rural business, which was one of the concerns previously. And because these digital transactions are secured much better, there is a trust, but still more efforts to build that trust among the rural entrepreneurs on these payments. And now with AI and all, you are able to reduce the risk of fraud and delays in financial transaction. That gives more comfort and builds trust in the payments and receiving of payments. So how do you reduce transaction cost with technology? So what happens is you do automation. So it reduces your operational cost by reducing the manual process. Because you have tools like order management and inventory tracking, they help to improve the efficiency. You know how much order you have, where it is lying, when to order, minimum order quantity, and so on and so forth. And online payments is eliminating the banking delays and paperwork. So today, if I want to know what is the balance in my account, I just have to click a button and I will come to know. Unlike past where I had to actually send someone to the bank branch, they will put in their passbook and that is how I will come to know. Now, lower logistic cost through optimized delivery planning. Because with AI ML, I'm able to optimize the delivery planning, I can reduce my logistic cost. AI-driven demand forecasting, it helps prevent overproduction and wastages. And I can do a lot of cost saving, which helps in improving the profitability for rural businesses with the help of technology. What are the challenges in integrating technology in the rural supply chain? Infrastructure and internet connectivity are actually hindering digital adoption in rural supply chains. So what happens is many rural entrepreneurs, they lack digital literacy and training. And with this infrastructure challenges, they are very slow to adopt it. Another factor that plays a very restricting role is the financial constraints, which makes the technology adoption expensive. Many people are traditional by nature and therefore there's a lot of resistance to change. That is also playing a part in slowing down adoption of digital tools. Now there is serious concern about data privacy and security, and which is having a trust deficit in the e-commerce space. So that is another area which is a stumbling block for adoption. And we need not only private sector, but a combination of government, private sector players to collaborate and address these barriers. Overcoming infrastructure and connective barriers. Obviously, you expand the broadband, you improve the mobile network coverage in rural areas. That is the first way to overcome it. Second, government should incentivize to improve internet accesses in the remotest village in the country. You build or develop a community tech hubs for sharing the digital resources that are there. So through this way, you overcome the infrastructure and connectivity barriers. Other aspect is that you can use a satellite-based internet solution for remote areas. You can also encourage public and private partnerships for improving the tech infrastructure. Having a mobile-friendly platforms can cater to a low bandwidth user as well. So you can plan your application in a better way. That's another way to overcome the barriers. How do you address digital literacy and financial constraints? So you do training programs to educate rural entrepreneurs on technology use. You have to keep training them again and again. Also, you require government subsidies and microfinance to invest so that the rural entrepreneurs go for digital transformation. The digital skill development for youth to support rural businesses must take place. So constant upgrade of skill is required. You must have awareness campaigns on e-commerce benefits and security measures to ensure the safety so that you build more trust in the usage. You have to provide easy to use digital tools for small rural enterprises. And you have to encourage local businesses to mentor and support other new entrepreneurs, thereby creating an ecosystem for them to ask questions, to learn from experiences, and do not repeat the mistakes that were already made in the past.